UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's giving an L's up on his morning run. He's got the shirt off. He's glistening.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Look at Satterfield. He's living better than Satterfield right now.
And James Strebel.
Who gave you a weight
bench? My mother-in-law.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Like I said, we are all in this together. And that includes regardless of the university that anybody out there roots for. I want to thank Coach Satterwhite, I want to thank Coach Cal. I want to thank everybody else.
He needs to apologize. Welcome in. It's a Tuesday. It's The Take here on ESPN Louisville, ESPN 680, 105.7, the ESPN Louisville app, ESPNLouisville.com, the TuneIn app, many ways to find the show, to be a part of the show, the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680, yet again broadcasting from my home, the mobile Papa John's studios. Use the promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra large pizza and a two-liter for $14. Go to papajohns.com or the Papa John's app. I'm Andy Sweeney. James Strebel hanging out again. He's got nothing to do. At this point, Strebel just wants to be on the air. Otherwise, he's not leaving his home. He's not doing anything. He has to do stuff with the kids. He has to do stuff with the wife, okay?
Yeah.
And not like good stuff with the wife, like go clean something.
Yes.
You understand? And so he likes coming over here, hanging out with me. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel here on this Tuesday. Round Father, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. That's 100% accurate. I have nothing to do, so I do have to go fill out my timesheet tomorrow at the school I work at. So I will have to leave the home tomorrow for something other than coming.
You have to
here.
Actually go fill out a timesheet?
Yes, even though I'm salary, I have
like
to go.
Like a physical timesheet?
A physical timesheet.
But you can't do that online? You have to drive all the over to Dixie Highway to go do that?
Yes, I've got to
really?
Do that tomorrow. Yeah,
oh,
I've got to
Lord
fill out the
heavens.
Timesheet and sign it and make sure it's actually like, I don't have
to. There's not a way to do this electronically?
I wish there was, but I have to. Piece of paper.
So the main thing you had today is people are losing their jobs all over the country and state is to take a run at your employer.
No, I'm not taking
okay,
a run.
Okay,
no.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
No, I'm just saying I have to do that tomorrow.
Gotcha.
That's
all you have to do.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
So,
Mitchell Hannigan, we don't know what kind of mood Mitch is in today.
He's been quiet.
He's been quiet today. Did he stay up all night playing Call of Duty, pumping Old Forester? What did he do last night? Mitch, good afternoon. How are you?
What's going on, guys? I actually did stay up pretty late last night, but I was making that wonderful bracket that you tweeted out earlier.
It's very nice. Yes, I put it up at The Only Sweeney. We have tweeted that out.
Yep.
I think all of us have at ESPN 680 to follow us on Twitter. That is the sound bracket, and we will play games today, okay? And so I went in, and then the NCAA sim, at first we were going to, and we'll set up the show here. Bashir at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
You know that's coming. And we'll do some stuff. Strebel has a sense of, and Mitch, you will understand the stink of the Strebel. And I smell him again, and it's not because he hasn't showered, because his wife's been working. And so, obviously, you know what's not happening at the Strebel household, along with the boozing, along with his dad ripping the heaters in the backyard, whatever it may be. Strebel has that's one stink. The other stink is the stink of panic. And now BBN with the last 24 hours has been E.J. Montgomery is, he's off to whatever draft. Oh, he can go play in Turkey when the coronavirus stops spreading. It's been that reaction as now that has started to leak out and become more and more mainstream over the, what, the last 3 days maybe?
Yeah.
At least yesterday and
48
today.
Hours,
yes,
really.
Yes, at least. And so now he's all panicked. BBN, there is a sense of panic as everyone's going to be 18 years old on their team, and then there's going to be Keon Brooks.
Yes.
And probably just some random walk-on guy. So and Kentucky could be fine. So we can get to that at some point today.
Yeah.
But how do you guys want to play this out? Like at 4 o'clock, I think, and Mitch, you tell me, we are going to start in the Caller Emily region, the upper left, the Midwest. We are going to be doing that.
Yeah.
Is it better to do it? It's better as a podcast if we just play all of these games out. But then it becomes so much sound that we're just playing 35 minutes of sound, which, by the way, I'm okay with.
Right.
But, I mean, like we have in the Midwest, in the top left, the Caller Emily region, we have the 116 game. Maybe we play the 116 game here in 3-4 minutes, and then in 7 or 8 minutes after that, we play the 8-9 game, and we sprinkle it in throughout the show. Would that be okay?
I like that.
You like that idea?
I do like that idea. That way, we're not like we have to have this. We have to have the 4:25 to 5 o'clock time slot completely free, and if anything does happen, it derails everything.
Right, like Johnny Juzang leaving.
Like Johnny Juzang leaving derailed.
On Friday.
Friday.
It did.
It did derail.
It derailed Friday.
So if that happens, if something big breaks in the next 2 hours, we can put the simulation on hold and then come back to it. So, yeah, I agree with you.
You good with okay?
I'm good
well,
with
there,
that.
There we go. So we can do that as well. I have a couple different just Bashir things. Can we hear the Satter White thing?
Please.
I mean, can you know what we need to do? Also, we need to go into the governor's and go look at the replies and read some of the best replies, because after he did the announcement, they put up the video.
Yes.
Of my man Satterfield. Okay, who is in the deep woods of North Carolina.
Yes.
He's in the deep, deep woods. Seemingly
surviving.
That's North Carolina.
Yeah.
Is he? Is he walking? Is he walking around with a knife on his belt loop?
Yeah, drinking out of a canteen, and all he has is like the rations that the Army folks eat. That's when they're out in the field. He's got those rations. He's got a knife, a Bowie knife.
Mitch, do this at the break. When Mark Ennis goes to break, is Ennis in a good mood today? Have you been able to gauge 93.9?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, if
he
Ennis,
should be though, because Todd McShay had Mekhi Becton going to the Bucks in his latest mock draft.
He did.
Oh,
dropping to 14.
Well,
dropping to 14.
He'd be okay with that. Now, if it's
yeah, but
other
he
team,
would be the only one. Louisville Twitter wouldn't be okay with it.
No.
Louisville Twitter would be assaulting 13 other teams who didn't take Mekhi Becton.
Mark Blankenbaker
he's going to crush him.
He would crush every
the
team
Jets,
that
oh, all
didn't
of them.
Take Mekhi Becton. He would have a personal vendetta.
Against them forever.
Forever.
Absolutely.
And he'd root against them forever.
Absolutely he would.
But Ennis would be okay. That's the only team he'd be okay with. If there's any other team that took him, after 10, he'd be mad, but if it's the Bucks, he's fine with it.
Anyway, after he put up the Governor Bashir, who put up the Satterfield thing yesterday at 5:54, so essentially his people put it up right when he exited the stage,
yes.
And he called him Satter White. He wouldn't say – now, Mitch, what
Boy.
Do we have? Do people care? People do care about this sort of thing, but it can be separate. We can all be Kentuckians or whatever it is, and we can hate each other when it comes to basketball.
Sure.
I think what what Governor Bashir did is exactly what this state is all about.
That's what
we
needed.
He wouldn't say U of L.
No, he would not. He would not
say U of L, and
no.
Then he accidentally was watching Satterfield in what was in his mind when he said Satter White.
Satter White. I don't know. There's no other, like, well, maybe. I think I might.
It being white at the back end it is what made it okay.
Yes.
What if it would not have been white?
Like, what other name? I don't want to say.
You're scared.
I am scared.
You're scared right now.
Well,
you don't know what you can say.
I connected the dots of where you were going with it, and immediately my brain locked up. And I was like, oh, no. No.
Play the sound from yesterday, Mitch. Play it again.
Now, like I said, we are all in this together, and that includes regardless of the university that anybody out there roots for. I want to thank Coach Satterwhite. I want to thank Coach Cal. I want to thank everybody else.
Does he look more like a Satterwhite or a Satterfield? Listen, I don't mean to be snarky. Bashir has done a fine job in his communication of his thought process, whether you agree or disagree with it.
Yes.
Okay, and I have some Bashir takes we can get to at some point if we're really hard up for content. But is he... Does he look more like Satterfield or Satterwhite? I kind of want to make that a poll question. Because when he said Satterwhite, I go, I'll give you a great example.
Yeah.
And you're going to kill me for this.
No.
Mitch, you tell me. I look at Strebel, I could see him being a Frank.
Yeah. That's fine. I completely get that.
Right?
People call me Frank the Tank every once in a while when I go out and get a little loose out in public and, I'm drinking, having a good time. I completely get that. I'm fine with
Frank.
That. Frank. Yes, I could be a Frank. I could
be a Frank.
I could be a Frank.
Yes.
And I don't take offense to that.
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to. Frank's a fine name.
It's a great name. I know some Franks.
Boy, I'm trying to think if I know any Franks.
I know a Frank, a good friend of mine in high school.
What's your middle name, Strebel? Would you go by your middle name?
Timothy. My middle name. Timothy.
I could see you being a Tim.
My dad's a Tim.
Yeah, I could absolutely see that.
See? It fits perfectly. But yeah, no, Satterwhite. It's fine. I think it's fine. He made an honest mistake. I don't know what he's thinking of.
No, I don't care about that. I want to know if Satterfield is more of a Satterfield or a Satterwhite.
Satterwhite.
No, but it's an acceptable name, is it not?
Yes.
It's like if someone said, you look like a Frank. No, my name's James. Okay, you look like a Tim, right?
Right. Now, I can't get that. I don't think anyone should be offended by
it. Okay.
I don't think Satterfield should be mad
about
it.
No, no one's offended. Well, only some Louisville fans.
There might be some Louisville fans that are offended. But honestly, if it weren't for...
Well, J.J. Altwood say, awful look, man.
Awful look.
Berkeley's Pop said, LOL, how mad Cardinal fans are. LOL.
See, I think without the pandemic going around and all these things going on, I think this would be a much bigger kerfuffle than it is right now. I think if it wasn't Governor Bashir going on every afternoon trying to calm people down and be the voice of reason, if he just would have been – if these are normal times – Take coronavirus out of it. It's just normal times. And he was up there talking about something, and he's like, I'd like to thank Coach Satterwhite. He'd be killed. The Louisville fans would – Mark Blankenbaker would go on the air and scream TBG,
all of them.
They all scream and holler and yell and demand for apologies.
You're exactly right.
But he's being saved by COVID-19 right now. He's being saved by COVID-19.
Can you put this up at ESPN 680? What's the best way to say this? As a poll question, at ESPN 680.
Does he look more like a Satterfield?
No. If Satterfield's name was actually Satterwhite, would you find that to be an acceptable last name? Is that too wordy?
No.
Is that perfect? There's really no other way to say it.
I'm
trying to convey the thought that's in my mind.
Yeah, I think that's perfect because there's really no other way to say it. It's either, is it acceptable or is it not acceptable? Yes or no? That's it. There's no other way to say it. Satterwhite.
It's a great name.
It's a great name.
The Satterwhite guy was, he was busting it at App State. Satterwhite, he did what he had to do at App State. They made the move to top-level football in a couple years. They're winning the SEM belt. He's put a couple guys in the pros. He has a staff. This Brian Brown guy has followed Satterwhite wherever he'll go. He's a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Frank Ponce de la Ponce. There's a Frank.
We all know a Frank. Yeah.
It's Ponce de la Ponce. Is in Miami. He's cleaning up. That's what Satterwhite has put together. Satterwhite has put together a system that you can buy into here if you're a Louisville football fan.
Absolutely. That's why people are buying into Louisville and being in the top 25 this season, because you have ACC Coach of the Year Scott Satterwhite leading the troops, and people believe in what he's doing, especially offensively.
How confused was Mitch on that poll question? He's gonna ride in here in a couple minutes and go, how should I word that again?
Say it again. What is it?
I'm pretty sure if Satterfield's name was actually Satterwhite, would that be an acceptable last name?
Yeah, put it up at ESPN 680.
There it is.
Go ahead. Once you have that up, go ahead and let me know. Let's play one of these games as we go. But before we do that, and that poll question is going up at ESPN 680, it's the take here on ESPN Louisville. The worry of E.J. Montgomery is what? What is your biggest worry? Because I smell the stink on you.
the worry for me is that there's just not much there to work with as far as if he leaves. All you have for big men, if E.J. Montgomery does decide to go, you're down to three. You're down to Keon Brooks, who shows some promise. You're down to Isaiah Jackson, who on film looks like a stud.
Yeah, but we've been, listen, and then some of these freshmen aren't going to be as great as what you think. It's just going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. But what happened with EJ, it happened with Khalil Whitney.
Right.
I don't know if it happened. No, it did. It happened with Johnny Juzang.
It happened with Johnny Juzang.
It absolutely
100%.
Did. Sure.
My worry, and it's not just EJ Montgomery, it's everything. And I have a silver lining to it. My worry is that.
Of course you do.
John Calipari is going to be stuck with a super young team. But the silver lining for me is this. The last, what, 3 years, 4 years, he's had a lot of veterans on the team, and people have been screaming for veterans for a long time now, and they haven't produced anything except for a couple of Elite Eights. No,
except for a couple of Elite Eights.
I'm right, right? We've had a lot of teams with a lot of veterans and guys coming back.
I appreciate that because you're in a bad spot because if you said it's produced you Elite Eights, we could play that for Lachlan McClain, and he'll say, and there it is, Kentucky fans, the barometer is an Elite Eight. So you know what? I laugh at that because if a coach or if Bobby V heard that, he would pass out.
He'd be
got a couple of Elite Eights in the last couple years.
So I covered
but
my
understandable.
Bases.
I understand what you're doing.
But the best of the best John Calipari teams, the most successful teams in the tournament, have been what? Freshman-laden teams. So now we're going to go back around to where he's going to have a team where it's going to be led primarily by freshmen. And he's had his most success primarily with freshmen. The second worry I have is here lately, the freshmen that he's got haven't really been those mega hits. We haven't had an Anthony Davis, De'Aaron Fox, Carl Anthony Towns in a while now. We haven't had one of those transcendent players.
Did you see Greg Brown has announced that he's going to be announcing in like a month or in like 3 weeks from now? He's going to be announcing in 3 weeks. Let me see here.
April 24th or something?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I thought I had it. Of course I don't. Yeah, here it is. Greg Brown, his college announcement is going to be streaming live on YouTube and Instagram Friday, April 24th at 3 o'clock Eastern time. It's down between Kentucky, Memphis, Texas, Auburn in Michigan. Boy, that's a nice group.
That is a nice group.
Oh, that's a nice group.
Really nice group.
Oh, boy.
That's
a great group.
That is a great group. You've got some shenanigans
group. I like all of those coaches, even though Shock I don't care anything about anymore, and he probably should get fired so someone could go in there and make Texas fun again.
He's the only one uninteresting coach in that group. Is he not? Is he the least interesting coach in that entire group?
Probably.
And
yeah.
Greg Brown, move it up. Why we got to wait there? What's going on? Why you got to wait till April 24th, man?
Yeah, make it like April 7th.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like a week or two away.
You ain't going to school, man.
Right. Hey, listen, last offers.
Give me that last bid.
Yeah.
Shaka got to move up a couple zeros.
I mean, Penny's in there.
Penny. You got Shaka Smart, who's uninteresting.
KP.
Absolutely. Juwan Howard. You got your guy Bruce Pearl. You got all the heavy hitters in there. Cal.
437-9680. All right, so that is up. If Satterfield's name was actually Satterwhite, would that be an acceptable last name? Currently 78% in early voting say yes. I don't know who you people are. Who are the other 22%? Let's do this. And 437-9680, you're going to read some of these here in a second. Mitch, do you want to do this, the 116 game, as we start playing these games here? What are you laughing at over there?
The poll. It's shifting to no.
It's shifting?
It's shifting to no, yeah. Now it's down to 67% yes.
Well, there you go.
People are starting to get mad now.
People are going to get angry at us?
Yes.
That's not one. We've had people get angry at us before. The best, I believe, was when we had the one about Jordan Ward not being the team captain. Where we just said, is Locke going to say that means there's a schism within the team? And then he and the team started publicly retweeting it.
Public enemy number one. The take was public enemy number one at that point. It was pretty fantastic, yes. People were very angry.
All right, so we're just vamping here so I could bring up this website. Hang on just a second. All right, so here is what we had. We used the bracket that our guy Bobby V put together, okay? We did that, and so we have Baylor-Winthrop. That is our first game in the upper left in the Midwest in the Caller-Emily region. Mitch, let's do this. Let's start with the 16 seed. Let's start and build up here. The 16 seed was the battle between New York Mike and Mark Blankenbaker.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't want your photo taken?
I know what you mean.
Like, do you think it's going to capture your soul like the
Mark,
Crocodile Dundee thing?
No,
I'm talking to you, though, Mike. Don't make me hang up on you,
Stop,
Mike.
Settle.
Don't make me hang up on you. Do not be rude to me, New York, Mike. I can hang up on you again.
Settle down.
Again.
I can hang up on you.
He's trying to reach for it. I'm trying to slap his hand away.
I haven't reached for it yet. I'll hang up on you right now.
I've been with you for 4 years, and Mark can hang up on me, but I cannot hang up on him. I have enough respect
That's exactly.
for him not to hang up.
Well, no, okay, you don't have enough respect to be polite when you're on the radio, New York, Mike. You can be polite when you're on the radio.
Okay, time out. Time out, both of you guys, because talking to – okay, let's – settle down.
All right, so that's the 16 seed. That's Winthrop. Here's Baylor. Here's the one seed. Strebel, hate to do this to you again.
Okay.
Here we go. It's caller Emily.
There we go.
First, we have a special caller on the line. We're going to go to Emily. What's up?
Oh, Daddy, you put me on hold for other callers. You nervous? No,
well, I'm not, Emily. I'm not controlling the phones today. I'm just. Mm-hmm. I saw your name pop up on the screen, and I. You know, I was trying to mentally prepare myself. No!
Sorry, can I say that?
No! Well, oh! This is a...
So I have to go to the boat again. Do you want to meet up again?
Not tonight. I got have plans. I meet a friend at a restaurant, and we're going to have a beer, too.
Okay, I guess I'll meet you guys there.
No. Yeah. Yes. That's where it is. That's where it is.
Guess I'll text you and see where I should meet you.
We don't have each other's numbers.
That's what you can say on air.
Emily.
Yeah, wink, wink. Tell your wife we don't have each other's numbers, Dad.
Emily! No! No! Don't do that. Don't say
more. Okay, I'm sorry. Did you want me to lie?
Yeah. No, there's no lies. Everybody's... No! No,
right. We don't have each other's numbers.
We don't.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sweating. Like I'm like pouring sweat right now. Oh, good.
Ooh, me too.
No, not because of that. Just it's so you, Emily.
I'm so into it.
Yeah. You have a lovely night, Emily. We appreciate the phone call.
The best part's coming right now.
See you in a little bit.
No. No. Have a good night.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye. Bye. I am.
The next time Emily calls in, I'm videoing the whole thing.
Facebook Live.
Because you people do not understand how flustered and red James's face is right now.
Like I don't know what to say. She said a B word, but I don't know if you can. I feel like I just ran a marathon. Like, I feel like I just ran the mini marathon or a full marathon. I'm sweaty. I'm breathless. I can't see straight. My blood pressure. I might have a heart attack. If I have a heart attack, call the ambulance, please. Let's talk to Big Blue Drew.
All right, so there you go. I have played that game out. So here's what we're doing. We're taking Bob's. We're just simulating these games.
Yes.
We're simulating these games, and at this point, we need random upsets. I don't care. We just want to play all of this sound. Baylor and caller Emily, winners 84-46.
Wow.
Big win for Baylor and Scott Drew. Six players in double figures for the Baylor Bears, and they move on. They move on to the winner of, let's see, that will be Colorado and Florida, the 8-9 game that
nice.
We'll play here in just a second. I have another Kentucky thing that I want to get to. We need to decide as a show if we want to reach back out today to WDRB's John Lewis. Mitch has a bunch of sound that I want to get to, and I have a couple NFL nuggets that I want to get to as well. 437-9680. We'll read your text next, and we'll play some more of this nonsense, some of this sound bracket coming up here on The Take. It's a Tuesday. It's ESPN 680-1057.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Bashir is taking a page out of Coach Satterfield's playbook.
Love him up, but don't touch.
And James Strebel.
That's mixed taste. Now, as soon as I said that.
525.
Yeah.
Love him up.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it, hanging out with you on a Tuesday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel. We got you until 6 o'clock. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Governor Andy Bashir will have his press conference live every day right here on all ESPN Louisville stations. Should also remind you, coming up on Saturday, two more games, supposed to be the Final Four. Today was going to be my travel day to Atlanta.
Going to Atlanta, man.
Yeah, that was going to be today before tomorrow's show was going to originate from Radio Row. Well, and here's the thing. I was not going to – my thing this year was going to be to not ask any sports questions to any of the guests.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, but most people think that's what is what you're going to do. So we were going to go down there and do very little sports unless we got somebody. If Chris Mack were down there, obviously this is way before the coronavirus and all of that, you know, situation as we're in the midst of. So Governor Bashir coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll have the 2015. We don't choose, they do. Although I'd play this game anyway. It's a great game. Wisconsin and Kentucky.
Sure.
From 2015, that final. For 12 o'clock on Saturday, followed by the 1985 championship game between Villanova and Georgetown at about 2:30. That's all presented by Kroger, Papa John's, the Huffman Auto Group, and the Fitness Market. We'll tell you more about each one of those companies as we go on today's show. We'll continue to play the sound bracket in the Caller Emily region, the Midwest, the upper left. Caller Emily, Baylor just tramples the 16 seed New York Mike Destroyed. And Mark Blankenbaker. And so Baylor and Scott Drew, they move on. We'll have the 8-9 game here between Florida and Colorado coming up here in just a couple minutes. I want to add one thing to our Kentucky conversation real quick. I am a believer in what this means is that while everything is silent right now and Kentucky is not on these lists for graduate transfers and Louisville was cut off another list. Mitch, do you know who that was off the top of your head?
The Louisville grad transfer?
Well, there was somebody.
It was Jordan Brunner. Bruner,
right. But that's one that people have been talking about.
Right.
Have they not?
Yeah, him and like a Rhode Island kid, I believe.
My point being is Kentucky is going to be adding many pieces to their roster, or what is the expectation in the next couple months, whether it be someone who's a graduate transfer. And listen, I am not all in on these graduate transfers. I'm just blanking on the names, and why didn't I just write it down? The kid from is it Radford?
Yes, Radford.
His numbers look badass.
Yeah,
Carlick don't get Jones. Me wrong. Yeah, and I have Carlick Jones, and I have no idea if he's any good. We've never seen him play. I don't know if he translates and goes to one of these big time schools. And I would include U of L, and he can't cut it, and he ends up being half the player if you're lucky, and his year is marred by, hey, thought this guy was going to come in and average at least, you know, obviously not 20 a game, but what would be the ACC if you're playing heavy minutes at a U of L? Something like that. And so that doesn't happen. And then, you know, that I don't know, and he's obviously not in for Kentucky, but whether it be just straight transfers, graduate transfers, I am interested what John Calipari is thinking, because you are right that his safety net is could evaporate.
Sure.
If Emmanuel Quickley, I mean, that is losing a first team-ish all SEC player.
Yeah.
If EJ Montgomery leaves, you have been selling kids to stay, and you have been selling the fan base and media that the way to now operate is these guys are going to stick around for a couple years, maybe even into that third year, and they're going to blossom. Like, you know, Cal has been able to prove that now.
Yes.
With a few guys along the way, and then you lose Johnny Juzang. You could lose E.J. Montgomery. And E.J. Montgomery's, you know, the reason you think differently of him would be because of this year, Nick Richards.
That's it.
I mean,
exactly
right. Nick Richards came back, and last year I felt with Nick Richards like I feel right now with E.J. Montgomery.
Everybody did.
Probably a little bit, but Kentucky needs him to come back. But they need him to be more than he is, and it goes into can he do that? And so, I mean, I don't know, but if Louisville's thinking of adding – two pieces in the free agent season that is the transfer
that's what
season.
It is.
If they add two guys, you would have to think that Kentucky, between guys that can reclassify, you know, there's always a guy out of nowhere who's like the number like seven player next year in 2022 who's
right.
going to reclassify, and suddenly Kentucky and Oregon
and Washington is always in on that for whatever reason.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But between reclassification, between transfers, between graduate transfers, between all of the nonsense going on right now in the country, Cal's going to have to add, I mean, I'm thinking two, three guys to his roster if Emmanuel Quickley and E.J. Montgomery leave.
No, I think you're dead on, and it's odd that you haven't heard more. It seems like Louisville is on every single grad transfer that pops up. They're on the list, or they've contacted every single one of them outside of the Amari kid from UNLV. Kentucky's really not on anybody else. He's the one grad transfer that they've at least acknowledge publicly that they're in on this kid. Other than that, it's been really quiet. I don't know if Calipari doesn't like any of these players yet.
I think here's what it is, and Locke mentioned this morning. We got some Locke sound we can get to today.
Oh, boy.
Me and Big Easy pinned him down on the whole WDRB Spectrum thing.
Oh, did? Oh, I got to hear that.
Yeah, you didn't listen to the show again. We get it. It's fine. How much ESPN 680 did you listen to today?
None today. I mean,
what are you doing? You're just sitting at home.
I'm streaming. I'm making sure my kids don't kill each other. That's one of the things that I'm doing. They're really starting to get on each other's nerves.
Of course they are.
So
you need to come up with some sort of game system.
Well, I am. I'm playing games with them. That's
gotcha.
Part of the reason we're sitting down. We play games. We clean the house. I kicked them out of the house earlier today. I was like, y'all need to just go outside and play and run out energy. So that's what they did, but I had not listened to any ESPN 680 to answer your
question. Just movie done, nap done, lunch done, nuggets done, chicken nuggets done. It's easy. It's a parenting thing.
Yes.
It's not that difficult.
I wish my kids took naps. That would be great.
What were you talking about?
Oh, grad transfer.
Oh, here's the thing.
Yes.
Locke told this story. Chris Mack, I think, for 2022 has offered like 18 kids.
Yeah.
Which is a massive number, and Kentucky's offered like, you know, usually the number anywhere between 5, like 10, 12, you know, but you get to 18, it's a wide net. We have seen that now 3 years in a row, I feel like, with Louisville and the grad transfers.
Yeah.
So they cast a wide net, and eventually they end up hauling in a couple. Like, that's what I feel like it's going to be, and they seemingly are always missing out with Chris Mack on the first crop of names that comes out there that everyone goes all in on. Oh, I need to get these guys.
Yeah.
And then they don't get them, and they still end up getting a couple.
Right.
And those guys turn out to be fine players. I don't know. I think and adding if I'm here's a tricky situation that Kentucky's in. If you add somebody who is a freshman, there can be a sense that the reclassification of, like, Jamal Murray, if they didn't have Jamal Murray, they were bleeped.
I would
even say with Hagans last year, they would have been bleeped. And who knows, maybe Quad A Green works out. If he leaves, obviously then you're really done.
Yeah.
The problem that Kentucky has is if you can't get the top guy who is going to reclassify, which is a name we probably are not even thinking of, that's how it always feels for me. Is do you take then another freshman who is lower ranked, mm-hmm, and immediately going to be recruited over, and yeah. is lower in the class that he comes in, right? If you do that with a transfer who's got time left, they got to be good enough. And then the graduate transfers, they're 1 year, so they fit the mold of what Cal probably needs this year and what Chris Mack needs, but they're not – but they're such a gamble. They're as much of a gamble as the freshmen. It's just a different gamble. You're in the casino. One's playing blackjack. The other one's playing poker.
Right.
I mean, the gamble of playing a freshman is the inexperience, time to gel, their game going from high school and the AAU to college.
Yeah.
And with Fresh Kimble or somebody, it's going from having the ball in your hands and taking all these shots and averaging 18 points a game on a team from the Big South or something like that, and going to the ACC and the level of player that you're playing with, the level of player that you're playing against on a night-in, night-out basis, there's going to be some sort of time that you're going to need to get comfortable, and usually that time, suddenly it's December. Suddenly you're getting ready for the Kentucky game, and you're getting ready for conference play, and there's all these questions, and so that is why Kerry Blackshear was so vital.
Yes.
But I don't know if there's – I mean, that doesn't happen a lot where a guy says, yeah, I'm going to come back for a fifth year.
Right.
So anyway, that's it.
Re-Travis and
but Kentucky's
Kerry
in a
Blackshear.
Bad spot.
They are.
You can't bring in a freshman and think this freshman is going to sit the bench for a number of years.
No.
And Louisville can do that a little bit more.
Yes.
And Chris Mack did that last year. The Super Six outside of Sam Williamson
right.
and David Johnson was, hey, we're redshirting. I know technically you didn't, but you pretty much did last year with four of the six guys.
Yeah.
And so they can do it. In normal teams, I would say can. Kentucky, though, it ends up being to where those guys don't work out much of the time. They sit around. You know the patience isn't there. It's no one's fault.
Right.
It just works out that way. And if you bring in a grad transfer, you say, okay, now you got one of those. And Nate Sestina did not work out.
Well, that's what that was my point.
He's a – and listen, I hope Beiser never hears this. Nate Sestina being a – cool guy has eliminated any of the, hey, Nate Sestina was not nearly the player that we thought he was going to be this season.
I mean, he was a bit of a bust.
I mean, and he's one of the guys that I don't get too excited over the graduate transfers. And so Kentucky, the balancing act that they're going to have to do, the take on Louisville is simple. At some point, the guard position cannot be unknowns. At some point, the guard position has to be solid and cannot always be, hey, need to go get one of these grad transfers.
I need to get Fresh Kimble or Kristen Cunningham.
Look at us, do sports.
Well, the Nate Sestina thing really piqued my interest because if Nick Richards had not been Nick Richards this year, Kentucky would have been screwed at the big man position because E.J. Montgomery was a flop. Nate Sestina, while he had moments here and there, there were games where he didn't play. He played like 3-4 minutes or fouled out or something or whatever. He just couldn't stay on the floor because he got burned. You're right about the grad transfers and not being able to rely on them as like a sustainable way to build your program or sustainable way to keep your program at the upper echelon of college basketball, being an elite program.
You cannot rely on freshmen more than that. It's not only grad transfers, it's Power Five guys.
Yes.
I think that to me matters more. And I know that is anti in Louisville. We've been so spoiled by them getting a couple big time graduate transfers. I don't mean Reed Travis coming from the Pac-12 or Kerry Blackshear coming from Virginia Tech. Emmanuel has reached out on Twitter and said, who nice at Warzone PS4?
Oh, really?
Our guy Mitch says, run games with me, Lil_MitchHerd, and Colin Knight, Chewbacca 14.
Hey, that's the squad right there. We get dubs only.
Oh, dubs only. I think Emmanuel Quickly is going to beat you if he does reach out to you.
You know what? Let's reach out and let's set this up. Let's try to get people to live stream this Twitch or whatever the hell it's
Twitch.
Called.
Oh, Twitch. Yeah, they do Twitch.
Let's do a Twitch. Lil Mitch Herd, Chewbacca 14, and Emmanuel Quickly.
I want to see
it. Let's go ahead and do that on PlayStation. All right, let's do some more sound bracket.
All right.
This is the 8-9 game. This is Colorado. This is Florida. Let's start with the 8 seed. This is Drew crushing the city of Cincinnati.
And I'm going to crush U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati. I went to the Carrie Underwood concert there on Saturday night, and I think a bank of that stature should stop sponsoring that arena. Because that arena, it was there. Cincinnati has now fallen below Charlotte on my city depth chart. Cincinnati,
wow, that's saying a lot.
I'd rather go to Charlotte than Cincinnati now. Then, sorry, Eric Wood and Chris Mack, I know it's your town. They wash a building down there once in a while, by the way.
Is that bad?
The place is trash, and I had tickets I paid a lot of money for and was trying to be told three times that I didn't actually have a ticket. I'm like, tried to kick me out.
I know you raised.
Tried to kick me out, I had to raise holy hell.
I bet you did. I know you. Did.
Oh yeah. Oh, they're gonna get it. They're gonna get it today.
Oh, I can't wait.
Bad.
I can't wait.
Bad.
This is gonna be good.
By the way, can you move the homeless people out of the way too? Every now and then down there, in Cincinnati. I mean, it's just that city's trash. I mean, I'm done with that city.
It was that bad.
I'm not going. Look, I don't want to carry the Reds anymore. I don't ever want to set foot in Cincinnati again, ever. So, I don't want a series started with the Bears. No wonder Mick Cronin and Chris Mack both got out of town the last couple of years. If I coach in that sorry-ass city, dirty with all their dirty buildings, buy a power washer once in a while, I'd get out of there too. And those people at U.S. Bank Arena, I mean, that is the dregs of society. American Airlines is ahead of U.S. Bank Arena.
Oh, it went down this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the 8 seed. That's Colorado. Here's the 9 seed out of the SEC. It is Florida. Florida represented by this gem from one Lachlan McLean.
I had morning wood for the first time in 20 years. I know that's going on a mistake.
And so this was a somewhat close game. Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
The 8-9 game is... moving on, Colorado, the 8 seed, topping the SEC in Florida, 66-55. So there you go. Kerry Blackshear, his final game, had 12 points and 5 rebounds for Florida. Scotty Lewis, just 5 points, 8 rebounds from him. Let's see here. McKinley Wright, 21 points for Colorado, leading them 66-55. Colorado, the 8 seed, they move on and beat the 9 seed in the Florida Gators. Let's play another one here, Mitch.
Let's do it.
The 5 seed, this is Auburn. The 12 seed is Richmond. The 5 seed is represented by our guy Process Sick. He had no voice.
Kentucky football. Kentucky's defensive... Kentucky special teams coordinator and safeties coach Dean Hood has been named the head Kentucky. Last night, the top-ranked Cards fell. The Cats are back in action on Wednesday against Utah. Tip-off is at 11. Be sure to keep it locked to ESPN. Be sure to keep it locked to ESPN Louisville. Jesus, God.
Boy.
So that is Process. That is Bruce Pearl. That is the 5 seed. It's the Auburn Tigers. All right, Richmond, the 12 seed, represented by Jared Stillman.
As someone who considers themselves a friend of Megan Rapinoe's, I would just like to say there is nobody who has more class on the pitch than she does. So
let's back up. Let's not bury the lead. How are you a friend of Megan Rapinoe?
I mean, I'm cool. She's cool. We got along. We're cool.
Where did you get cool?
At the Women's Final Four. A couple years ago, we were hanging out in Dallas.
Okay. All right. So go. Okay. That was – you can't just lead with that. Yes.
So it was, you know, her and – it's, you know, now out there, her and Sue Bird, the basketball player, are an item. And at the Women's Final Four, my UConn friends and Sue Bird's crew, and we were all hanging out and spent a lot of time with Megan Rapinoe. As I was doing lunges in a bar to show how flexible my pants were. Really, really, really think she's an awesome person. I mean, you really think I'm going to bother somebody while they're playing in the World Cup right now?
Well, are you friends? I mean, I wish I'd send her a congratulatory text.
I said I consider us to be friends.
Does she consider you to be friends?
I mean, I'm sure she does.
Whoever wins is golden in my book.
That's a 5-12. Sorry, I was distracted by looking at the latest picture of Billy Gillespie today.
Oh.
As he got the job at Tarleton. Have you seen
Tarleton? No, I haven't seen him.
Billy G.
Oh, boy.
He's been through it, man.
He's had some health scares.
Billy G has had some life experiences.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Drum roll. The 5-12 matchup is won by the 5 seed. Auburn moves on 74-61 and avoids being upset. So congratulations to Bruce Pearl. That means the process moves on. That means Stillman and his buddy with Megan Rapinoe will no longer be heard. It's now a loser in the sound bracket.
I'm kind of sad.
You should be sad.
Kinda, because that was a game where either team wins, I'm fine.
You're
with
good.
It.
Right.
But the loss hurts.
Understand.
The loss hurts.
It should hurt.
Yeah.
And yeah.
At least we still have process trying to get through Dean Hood news.
What crappy news to deliver sick. Where did he get the job? I can't even remember now.
Boy, I don't remember.
Murray State, boy.
Where was it?
Murray State. That's
Murray
right.
State?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That's
Murray
my State. That's my football coach, all right? That's my football coach.
Do you like him?
I don't know anything of him, though.
He's a great special teams coordinator at Kentucky. Got Lynn Bowden the ball. Returning
anyway, why are you mocking Dean Hood right
I'm
now?
I'm not mocking
I can't either. Tell. I can't tell if he's being douchey or not. He's
no,
sitting
I'm
right
not.
In front of me, Mitch.
No. He really did a good job.
Okay. Yeah, but you smiled and you kind of laughed. Get the ball to Lynn Bowden. Like it wasn't difficult to say, give the ball to Lynn Bowden.
Well, before him, we did have the
backward
hat
guy
who was awful. No,
Dean Hood was he raised the special teams
he
level
did.
At Kentucky by quite a bit.
He got the Australian pipeline of punters.
Isn't it odd that Mitch's teams, the New York Giants, hired a special teams coach, and the Murray State Racers also hired a special teams coach?
Yes,
how about
that's
that?
True. That's absolutely true. Yes, your guy up at in New York was
what's
the,
his name?
The
you don't
Patriots
know his name.
Special teams
you don't
coordinator.
Know his name,
hold on.
Do you?
No, hold on.
It's
Joe,
so easy.
Joe White.
Oh, my
Joe.
God.
Joe.
You did the Bashir.
I did the Bashir.
He did the Bashir.
It's not Joe White.
He did the Bashir, Mitch. How much are you smiling right now?
Double J. What's his last name?
Come on.
Joe.
Last name starts with a J.
Joe Justice?
Yeah, his name's Joe Justice. Yeah, it's just, I mean,
Joe,
would you stop?
Joe Judge.
There you
Joe
go.
Joe Judge. I
there
knew it was
you
something,
go.
Yes, I knew it was something to do with the courts. Justice is blind.
Justice. Gotcha. Let's take a break here. We'll get to hour number two. Reminder, Governor Andy Bashir at 5 o'clock. Your house, it matters now more than ever. We're all stuck in our homes. Do not be stuck in a home that you cannot heat up or cool down properly. And also the regular maintenance, if you have not been doing that, you need to be doing that, especially given that we're all in our homes 24/7, seemingly. It is BJ Heating and Cooling. Been telling you since September about a great local company. They've been around since 1984, helping businesses, helping individuals here in Kentucky and southern Indiana. They're on call. They are open. Any emergencies, they're on call 24/7, 365, 812-283-7221. 812-283-7221. BJHeatCool.com is the website. We've also been telling you about the Bryant Mini Splits. If you have a room that is difficult to cool down or vice versa, you can do so and save money and save all the installation, a bulky ductwork with one of the Mini Splits, because right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. The Bryant Mini Splits are quiet and efficient, and they can set you up. No matter what your issue or just preventative maintenance, they can help you as we're all stuck in our homes here for the next few weeks, months. We shall see. 812-283-7221, BJHeatCool.com.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.